Located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Still here with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. And Lyle, you got more pages of business openings read up, which is always a good thing.
It's a good thing. Right. I'm not complaining. We just kind of finished up over in the Grand Mere area. Now we're going to jump way over to the east side of town and Highway 24, where the Sirloin Stockade used to be, and that has been torn down. And there are two new restaurants going at that location, which are under construction right now. Raising Cane's is going to be at 325 East Points Avenue. That's a chicken establishment that's moving into the marketplace. And then Panera Bread is going to put a second location. And again, that's going at 325 East Points. And again, that's where the Sirloin Stockade used to be. And that's torn down and gone away. And these are under construction. And while we're in that same area, I think that people that drive Highway 24 have seen that where Kmart used to be and was torn down a long time ago, and then part of that shopping center where Kmart was, is that that there's, of course, that's where Academy Sports is.
All sorts of new stuff
and
there.
But now there's a new sign that is up for Ross's. And Ross's is a national chain based out of California. Very popular store. And their full name, although they go more now by Ross, it used to be called Ross Dress for Less, but it's kind of along the line of a TJ Maxx type thing. Although it's not part of that family, it's a totally separate company, but they've got a couple of thousand or stores or more across the United States, and they're going more just by Ross's now. But there's now a big sign up there on the big pylon sign, and so that's going to fill another one of those spaces. There's at least two more spaces to be filled. There's a lot of rumors out there, but I don't spread rumors, and so we'll just wait and see on what will be coming in. But I think here in the next 30 days, 60 days, we're going to be hearing some other tenants at that location. But that's all kind of in that location where we just talked about the restaurants there on East Points. Fox Home Improvements is going to go out to XL Road and Highway 24. They're expanding. They hope to be open a little later, 2018. Robbins Commercial Trucks is going to be out on Highway 24 and XL Road too. So there's a couple of projects that are going on there. Robbins owns, they're on the west side of town, and they bought out car dealership on the west side, and so they've got a new dealership out there, and then they're going to have just their commercial truck division, which will be out on Highway 24. Heritage North, which is across the street from Heritage South, and that's Heritage South is pretty well filled up, but Heritage North, people can see there's been some infrastructure there, and there's going to be multiple things in there, and we don't know all the tenants, but right now the Women's Health Group is going to be located out at that site under construction here pretty soon. Over at Kansas State University, for several years we've been talking about the student union. It's pretty well finished. JP's Restaurant is scheduled to open their second location, which will be in the student union, and they've got that scheduled for March of 2018. Phi Kappa Alpha House and Beta House are doing new construction, and those projects are going on. And then up on, they're calling it 1880 Kimball Avenue, is the second building that the K-State Foundation is building. It's an office building. People can clearly see that under construction now. They're getting ready to try to get that enclosed in. So if we go over to Seth Child's on the Seth Child Road on the west side, Little Apple Toyota is finishing up their expansion. And then another organization called the Foundation is locating and building a facility at 2800 Amherst Avenue. That's actually an expansion they're doing to an existing building. Manhattan Area Technical College continues to do some alterations on some of the inside of their buildings, and they're going to have some other projects coming up here in the not-too-distant future. And then immediately to the east of Manhattan Area Technical College, right on Seth Child, is the new Westar substation, owned by Westar Energy, and that is going to open in June of 2018. That's also a good thing for Manhattan Area Technical College because they've got some programs to train folks to go into the electrical business industry, and so that's going to be an area where students are going to have an opportunity to get an even closer look and firsthand experience being able to work with Westar in that new substation. Over on Stag Hill, Genesis Health Club is looking at building a new facility. Overhead door is going to go to 2501 Stag Hill Road. And of course, we've talked about, and I know you have people come on regularly to give an update on NBAF, and that is still under construction and will be for yet a few more years.
It's peaking, though. It's starting to emerge.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And a lot of people need to realize, too, is that there's a lot that's underground. They dug a very, very deep pit. So about three stories of that building are located underground that you don't see now anymore.
That's pretty amazing when you really think about that.
Yeah. And they're adding about 25 to 30 new construction workers each week now through June.
Each week.
And they'll be, by around the 1st of June, they'll be up to just under 900 construction workers will be working at that site over the next couple of years, and then those numbers will go back down again. Let's see. Actually, over here close to the radio station, you have a very large apartment complex located close to the intersection of Casement Road and Marlette Avenue.
Another one.
No, that's the same one.
Oh, it's the same one.
The Lynx at Manhattan.
Okay.
It's a 622-unit complex. They do have many of the buildings open, but they're still got some other buildings that they're finishing. So it's not 100% open. So it's still under construction. So that's not a new one. Still there. Over on West Anderson, Scenic Crossing, where the city put in a big roundabout and really has improved Anderson Avenue for the traffic flow over there. There's still some work going on there, but what we want to talk about is the 23-acre mixed-use development. You're going to see here, they took a while to get the infrastructure into that location, but a couple of things you're going to see is ShopQuick is going to be locating in there at Scenic Drive and Anderson in the Scenic Crossing, and that it will be opened later in 2018. ESB Financial has purchased a lot, and they will be building a second location. They'll have a west side location in Manhattan, and they're scheduled to start construction and build that in 2019. Wildcat Creek Fitness Center at 800 Annenberg Circle is adding a second building and a challenge course. And West Loop, we've got some resident and apartment construction going on at Hilton Heights and Claflin. And finally, the medical center has got some plans to add about a 30,000 square foot expansion. So those are kind of the latest updates that I have right now, Brady.
Sounds good. Wow, you just took care of business.
Yeah, we took care of business.
Took care of business. We come back after the break. We'll talk more with Lyle Butler about some other issues going on with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce on the other side. You're listening to InFocus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all.